Okay, let's get into Makos Daf Chaf Gimel, the second to last daf here in Maseches Makos. We did the Mishnah yesterday that discussed how exactly the procedure of Malkus is done. He bends down and he wraps his two arms on an amud, and the Chazan HaKnesses rips his clothing and reveals his heart. All the different psukim and the details that are mentioned. And if he happens to relieve himself towards the end based on the situation, so then he's putter. And we spoke about the details of that as well. Says the Gemara, "My taima mishum de Nikla." What exactly is this referring to? So if you look in the Rashi, the Rivan and Tosfos, they don't have this even in the Girsa, and others take it out. But Pashtus, if we would have the Girsa, Lachor, it's going on the last lines of the Mishnah, which says, how do we know that if one is embarrassed, if one relieves themselves, then they're putter from the Malkus? Because Nikla, they have been embarrassed, they have been mitbayesh, and therefore that is enough of a kiyum, and we don't have to continue. Amar of Sheshes, Mishum, or Blazo ben Azariah, Minayin, the Ritzua, Shehi Shel Egel. How do we know the Ritzua that is used as the whip, Shehi Shel Egel, it should be of a cow, Dichsiv, Arbaim, Yakenu, Visamech Le, Lo Sachsum, Sharbadisho, 40 lashes, as we know, the Makar, in Kiseitse, and that's right next to, as we know, Dumya, the Lav, the Chasima, the Isra of Muzzling, but it says Shor, so that's what we know, the Malkus is a Remez, that we use the hide of an ox in order to make the whip. V'yamar Rav Sheshet b'shem Rav Elazar ben Azariah, same person talking. Minayin li yavama shen naflo v'nei mukashrin. How do we know a yavama who has to do yibam to someone who is a mukashrin? Shein chosmin osa, we don't close her off. We don't muzzle her in. D'chsiv lo sachsom shar b'disho v'samechle ki yeshvu achim yachdav v'gomer. Again, the Isra muzzling next to the parsha of yibam. So we learn from there, we don't muzzle her in. What exactly does that mean, that we don't muzzle her in? The Rivan says right here on top, Ein Maga'arin Ba, Shlo Tomar E'ef Shiba. We don't scold her or rebuke her if she says, I'm not interested, meaning we support her. If she says, I'm not interested in this Yibum, so we acknowledge that this is a state that it is a situation which is not advisable, and therefore we support it. That is what the Rivat says. That's what other Rishonim say as well. If you look in Rashi, in Maseches Yevamos, Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says, Ein chosmin, dav dalet am an aleph, ein sotmin ta'anotei lekofa lisyabem lo, ela kofinoso v'choletz. Chosmin lishna tekra nakat, the oflame below saxo. So Rashi goes one step further, that we force them to do chalitza. Right, that's that case. Not just we support her, but we force them to do chalitza. Rashi says elsewhere, later on, daf lamentes, maybe it applies to any kind of taina where she has such a claim like that. Tosfos there maybe says mukhashchin is different, but either way, this is lo saxo mshar bedisho. At least a remez to that, that's what it is referring to. This idea of Ein Chosmin, again, it doesn't say it beferish in the Gemara or the Rishonim, but it's similar to the idea of Derechei Darchei Noam, that the Torah's ways are sweet, and wherever we can make the Torah's way sweet and interpret a halacha in a certain way, we would do that so that it could be benachat and Noam on people. Tosfos and Yevamos on that base discusses this, but of course there are other examples as well that we often mention. Every time we mention this, we mention two or three of them, just to mention the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara mentions there that there is a question, what exactly is a hadas? Like, where? How do we know exactly what a hadas is? All it says in the Torah is anaf eitz avos. So the Gemara there, daf lamed beis. Amed beis, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, anaf eitz avos, sha'anafav chofinis eitzo. Veiza who have the omer is a hadas. The ema zesa being an avos valeka. The ema dulva being an anaf of chovet eitz valeka. All these suggestions of what the anaf eitz avos is. Then the Gemara suggests, what about a hirdof? Says the Gemara, Derecheha Darchei Noam Valeka. A hirdof has thorns all over its branch, and if we would use that, what every time you do, you shake the dalan minim, you'd have to get your hands bloodied. It can't be that that's what the Torah has in mind, and therefore we interpret it as such. Again, Derecheha Darchei Noam is used as a tool of interpretation. This can't be what the Torah means, and therefore we interpret it otherwise. The Sefer Achinuch uses this as well. In the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, where the mitzvah, we know the Kohanim are not allowed to be Matami themselves for anyone other than their seven relatives. why are they allowed to be matami for their seven relatives? Says the Sefer HaChinuch Terachecha Darchei Noam. Because what? Your father, your parents, your sisters, Levaya, you're not going to be able to go? Of course you have to be able to go. Right? Terachecha Darchei Noam. Okay, a Kohen Gadol is different. Because he signifies, he symbolizes something, so he's not going to be able to go. That's the Chinuch. The Radvaz, we've quoted often in the Tshuva of whether one is obligated to cut off a limb of theirs in order to save their friend, right? The shalit, the Radvaz discusses, the shalit comes over to a person and says, I'm going to cut off your limb, and if you don't let me, I'm going to kill so-and-so. Does he have to give over his limb to safik sakana to save himself from avadai sakana? So there are various points made by the Radvaz, but the last one is, derecher derechei noam. You can't say that it's obligatory to do this because the Torah's ways are sweet, and it can't be that this is the halacha, that's already beyond that Radvaz. It's not just interpreting, but it's coming to a halachic psak that can't be. Again, that's not the only point in the tshuva, but that's one of his points. And finally, getting later in history, where we started with the Rishonim and the Radvaz, which is kind of on the border, and then we get to the Meshech Chachma, which we mention often as well. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach, where the second time Peru Revu comes up, the Meshech Chachma there in Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin mentions, Lo Rachoku Lomar, Hada Patra Torah Nashim Yipir Yivarivya, V'chiva Raka Nashim, why women are exempt from Peru Revu. If you look in the Gemara in Yivamis, it's just based on a Pasuk. It says the Meshech Chachma, maybe it's something deeper. Ki Mishpate Hashem Udurachav Darche Noam, V'chol Nesivose HaShalom, V'lo Amsa Al HaYisraeli, Masha'ein b'yecholes haguf l'kabel. Hashem does not burden on a Jew what the body cannot accept. Meaning, to add, there's never an inherently painful mitzvah. Sometimes we're in pain, well, we have to do a mitzvah. Somebody can barely walk and they want to go to shul. But going to shul inherently doesn't involve pain. So therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, it can't be that women are obligated in childbirth. Because that inherently is having children. Because inherently that is painful. And by definition, a mitzvah cannot be painful. To counter that, Hashem gives a motherly instinct for a desire for the woman to want to have children even more than man. This innate desire to be a mother. But that is the Nerecha Darchei Noam. Says the Meshech Chachma, Mikol Davar HaAsar Lo Manat Torah B'Sukah HaHeter, like he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Umishum Ze Lo Matzano Mitzvah Le'Sanos Rak Yom Echad Bashana. As we know, that's why Hashem doesn't want us to be in pain. There's only one day a year that, according to the Torah, we have to fast. V'kodem, and right before that, tishira v'chiva lecho. And that's why the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to fast, to eat, is Erev Yom Kippur. Because He doesn't want us to be in pain the next day. He gives us that day to be like Malachim, to get kapara. But the day before, He gives us a mitzvah to eat. V'lchein lo mana ha-mishagel, mikol baneha levan mi-moshe rabbeinu, lefi shelo ayetzarech, Legoldel Ma'alasa Ula Zihirus Gufo. Vyoser Mize, Vechulu, and he continues and quotes Yifas Toar and other examples. Umatsanu Eich Haya Zosla Evid Pina Lavosa Kabbalah, Shapatu Miyim, Mishabes Manavacharkach, Mishadracha Dachinoam, Vim Kane. Here's the line. Nashim Shemistachnos be Ibur Valeda, Umishim Ze Amru Misa Shricha, Lo Gazra Hatora Litzavos Lefros Valerbos Alisha. It can't be, because it is inherently dangerous. It's just that in her teva, she has an unbelievable strong desire to have a child, even more than a man. And that's what he knows. And then he says, amazingly, that's what he quotes the Gemara Maseches Yevamos in the name of Rav Yosef. De'ein nashim mitzuvos b'pir Rav Yerivya mehachet. He quotes the pasuk ani kel shakai perei urevei velo ka'amar pru urevu. Right? Why? Why does he quote the pasuk of ani kel shakai perei uveda pru urevu? Haynu de ba'adam b'chava shebirichosam kodem achet shlo hayalat sar leida before the chet. There was no tsar leida. The mitzvah was then on both of them. And that's why Puravu, Aleph Chavches, Avala Acher Hachet, Shahayalat tsar leida, that's when it switches to the singular. Ropa Mimistachnos Vizat Shaamru. B'shasha Karas Leleid, we know the woman swears that she's never going to have another child, as the Gemara says in Mesechah Nida. That's why it switches to the singular there, because then the mitzvah is only on the man. An amazing diuk in the Gemara. Okay, we continue just a couple of examples of Derechar Darchei Noam, but that's also part of what this Gemara is, this Smichus is about, that we're not going to make Yibum, even though Yibum is Kodim L'Chalitza, as the Mishnah says. But in this case, we will encourage Yibam. V'yam Rav Sheshit B'shem Rav Lazar ben Azariah, third statement of Rav Sheshit, the name of Rav Lazar ben Azariah. Kol mevaza es ha-moadim, kilu oved akum. Whoever is mevaza, disgraces the moadim, is kilu oved avodah zarah. Dichsiv, Elohei ma'asecha, losa'asalach, v'samach le, eschaga matzos tishmar. Okay, the gods, right, the gods, losa'asalach, don't make for you, and it's right next to, chaga matzos tishmar. So keeping the moadim is, if one does not keep the moadim, so then they are like ki'ilu worshiping gods. The Marsha says, right, this reminds us of Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, what did he do? We know when he went up north to Dan, and he set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash. Remember, he was nervous, it was all based on jealousy. As we discussed back in Perek Chelek, he was unbelievably jealous, unbelievably haughty. He didn't want Bnei Yisrael to go Be'ol Regel, because then what's going to be? Everybody's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and everybody's going to see that Rechavam, Shlomo's son, is able to sit in the Azara, because he's from Malchus Beis David, and he is not able to sit, and everybody's going to see that he's not a real king, and only Shlomo, and Rechavam is the king. That's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted that there to be two kings, but he's going to be the Malchus Beis David, he's going to be a different one. But he didn't want that, therefore what did he do? He set up an alternate Mikdash, so to speak, up north with the two Egle Azov, and he got rid of, and he made his own holidays. Bada Milibo, he made his own holidays. So you see, holidays relating to one's own holidays is Ki'ilu related and connected to Avodah Zarah. And that is what our Gemara says, right? Specifically, Rashi here, the Rivad here, Rashi in Pirkei Avos, when it talks about Mevazas HaMoados, it's not just Moed in general, right? We know the Rivad says here, Cholo Shamoed, second line. Cholo Moed is what is crucial in terms of our covet of Moed, right? The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, quotes this pasuk as either a remez or a makar, that's a machlokes rishonim, how you interpret that, either a remez or a makar for the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says there, Yud Ches Siman Aleph, Michlal de Travayu Svir Lehu de Chol HaShamoed Aser Basiyas Malacha, Minani Mili de Taner Rabbanan, Eschaga Matzos Tishmar, Shivas Yamim, Limeda Chol HaShamoed Sha Aser Basiyas Malacha, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. And Rabbi Yonasan says, Kavachomer Vechulu. The whole question is, Big Mechokas, we showed him, Tosfos there, what exactly, how do we understand this Gemara? Is it a Din D'Oraisa? Is it a Din D'Rabbanan? That is a major machlokes rishonim. And based on that, will have an effect, how we understand all of the heterim. We know the five heterim that are quoted in terms of the Malachan Chol HaMoed, Davar Ha'avid, and Paul She'en L'Mayochal, Tzarech Rabim, Maisa Hedyot, right, the Tzarech HaMoed, right, all the different heterim. So what does that mean? If it's Durabanan, the whole thing is Durabanan, then those are easier to explain. Durabanan did not aser, where it goes are in these cases. If it's Daraisa, then it's more difficult. And that's where you have to come up with a line of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. It's Daraisa, but it's one of the examples where the Rabbanan were given the power to not only add on and to interpret, but to create the contours of the Halacha itself. Right, that's Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Mishnah Berurah summarizes this in the beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed, where the Shulchan Aruch is very short. Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Lamed, that's an introductory simen to all the following simanim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chol HaMoed, Aser B'Ksas Malachas, U'Mutter B'Miksasan, Rama Hagala Fitzarech Inyan Shayanira Lachachamim Lahatir. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds, right, Be'ikr Iser Malachas Chol HaMoed, Yesh Deos Bein HaRishonim, and the Be'ir Halacha quotes them all by name. Yesh Sofrim, Shehumi Divrei Sofrim, Mipnei Shematzinu Batar Shnikru Mikrei Kodesh, Fari Uzman Chagiga Be'mikdash, Lafichach Asrim Basiyas Malacha, Kidei Shelo Yehe Kishar Yemos Achol, She'en Be'en Kedusha Klal. But Harbe Poskim Sofrim Duman HaTorah, and the fact that they were Meiko was Masra HaKasav, Lachachavim. Pirushishi, Lachachavim, Atorah, Bimlechas, Chalamoy, Lefihu, Sore, Choinyan, Lahatirs. That is the Ramah. That's the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah. I'm sorry, I still have a little cough. And that is how Chol HaMoed is interpreted. There's an interesting idea that one might suggest also, if somebody's mevazet the moados. What do you mean mevazet the moados? If one disgraces the attitude one has to have. Some of the Bali Musar, some of the Bafarsha discuss the Pasuk and the Rashi in Parshas Balak, where the donkey turns to Bilam and says, you're trying to uproot. Right, well, first, go back to the Pasuk. Zulam azei kisani zeh shalosh regalim. Why do you kid me three times? But it doesn't say pa'amim, it says regalim. So Rashi there quotes, you're trying to uproot an am hachogeges shalosh regalim bashana. You're trying to uproot an am that celebrates Yontif. And the Mefarshim ask, why dafka does the Medrash pick up on that mitzvah, right? Why didn't the donkey say to Bilam, you're trying to uproot this nation that keeps Shabbos, that wears tefillin, that does this mitzvah and that mitzvah? Why dafka cholam oed? So if you look closely, it's am hachogeges, shalosh regalim bashana, meaning they're happy about it. It's hard, Yontif, you leave your home for a week, you leave everything, you go to Yerushalayim with all the other Jews. Is it so easy? But they do it b'simcha, amachogeges, the attitude of being happy when one does it, and realizing that the following Dvar Hashem is the ultimate in the world. Ramosha Feisty writes about this many, many times. Even in his Rosh Moshe, five or six times, he writes how the attitude that we have to have is amachogeges, an am that we love it. There's nothing better than being an Eved Hashem. He says this even in Parshas Vayetze, where Yaakov Avinu turns to his wives and says, you know what, it's time to go back to Eretz Canaan. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to go back. What does Rachel and Leah answer? They say, well, we don't get anything here. Our father's not good to us anyway. Halo nachrios nechshav nulo. So we don't have anything here. So we might as well club with you. As for Moshe, what does that mean? What, if Lava would have been good to them, so then they would go back, they would stay, and they would let Yaakov go by himself? It's, you get the impression that it's Ki'ilu, it's only because, like, love is not good. Says Moshe, no. They were saying, once Hashem wants us to go back, it's Ki'ilu. We have nothing, because we know that's the only choice. Even if our father would give us something, but it's as if we don't, and therefore we follow the Dvar Hashem. And then Ramosha says, "Ukshichanech hazaro ba'ofan zeh yishmu derech Hashem akalos." If we have this attitude, that it's so amazing and wonderful to be a Eved Hashem, that will pass down to the children. Aval elu hamispa'arim, but those who are proud, shekfar hein ba'America, chamishim shana v'yoser, v'lochilu Shabbos, I've been here. And I've been kovish by Yetzer, and I passed the Nisayon. That's much harder to educate our children. Ki af shehu amad b'Nisayon, mikol makom zaro afshe shelo yuchol am b'Nisayon. Who says his kids are going to pass the test? If the kids see, oh, it was so hard for my parents, but they did it, I don't know if I'm on that level, right? I don't know if I can do it, right? We have to, even though it's challenging, but we have to say it's great, it's wonderful, and that's what we do. So maybe the attitude of looking at the Moadim with the Amachogeges, that's a depth of this statement too. If somebody is Mevazeh the Moadim, if somebody is Mevazeh the Moadim and say it's so hard, forget it, it's terrible, Avodas Hashem is so hard, Kilo Ovid Akum, because that's not the Avodas Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Ivduot Hashem, Besimcha Dafka. Good. Last line. Last Rav Sheshes. V'yamar Rav Sheshes, B'shur Mablazim and Azaria. Kolam Asapra Lashon Hara. V'cholam Akaba Lashon Hara. Anybody who says Lashon Hara, anybody who accepts Lashon Hara. V'cholam Meir Eid Sheker, Roi Lashlicho Leklavim. He's right to be thrown to the dogs. Dechsiv lakela tashlichuno. So that pasuk of giving it to the dogs is next to v'samechle lo sisa shem hashav, which means v'gomer kari bei nami lo sashi. Either it means don't talk lashonara, don't accept lashonara, or don't talk lashonara. Either way, those are all meant. The Vilna Gaon, it's quoted here in the Pinini Mishulchan Agra, in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, discusses this in a different context. The Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos has an unclear line, exactly what it's referring to. The Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos says, "Less da'anya mikalba, v'less da'atir mechazira." There's nothing more poor than a dog. There's nothing richer than a pig. What does that mean? L'chara einu muvan. What does this mean? Explains the Vilna Gaon. Some mitzvahs have mazel, and some Averis don't have mazel. And some Averis have mazel, some mitzvahs don't have mazel. Says the Gra, Ki anu roim, ki lo kol alavin shebetorah shavim b'eini abrios, ki yesh lavin shehaolam nishar bohem ad ma'od. Some lavin people are very careful about. Kagon, v'sachazir lo tochlu. Yeah, pig is known as the ultimate. Even people who might not keep a kosher home, they wouldn't eat pig. Right? Pig, that's a symbol. Shimroa adam mechavero she'ochel chazir yifrosh bimenu. You separate from him, oh, he's a real, right? He's a real chazer, because he eats chazer. Meidach, yesh lav chamer mizeh. Harbe, the kalu be'ene ha'adam, ukischok nashavu be'eneam. But there's a lav that's much more chomer than that, and that is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is much more chomer, he quotes, than even, right, it's Mevayish Pechavero and many other Yisroim Nimsa. The lav of Chazer is a very rich one. The lav of Lashon Hara is a very poor one. Says the Gemara, as our Gemara says here, if somebody's Mesapra Lashon Hara, they should be thrown to the dogs. The dog is a reference to Lashon Hara. Right? So he says what it means. There's nothing poorer than the dog, than the chait that's associated with dogs, which is Lashon Hara. It's a very poor Aveira, because nobody takes it seriously. And there's nothing richer than the pig, because the pig is something that people take very seriously. That is a very rich Aveira, so to speak. So again, that is the amazing reference of the Vilna Gaon. The Chafetz Chaim discusses also what's the connection between Lashon Hara and dogs. The Chafetz Chaim says it's a Shmiras HaLashon, that a dog often goes and attacks people who are just walking back by, minding their own business, not doing anything to the dog. That's a Baal Lashon Hara. Baal Lashon Hara also sometimes just goes without any impetus, without anybody acting in a certain way that would make them go and attack them. Still, they do it. Right? The Chavetz Chaim discusses it in Shmiras HaLashon in Perek Beis. He has a number of thoughts of Lashon Hara related to Parshios. He goes through a number of the Parshios. He goes through Vayeshev and Shmos. But there in Mishpatim, he quotes on this pasuk, Lo Sish Hashem Hashav. He quotes that the message is Pshuta Hu. He quotes our Gemara. Ki darko shel kelev tamid lagbia kola ulahav is. Right, he lifts up his voice and he barks. Ulufamim gam limshok lemisha ove lefanav afilu im oso ish alech lefi tumo. Right, even if the other guy is just walking lefi tumo, he's minding his own business. Ki derech ba lashon hara lekalkel bekolo al hakol al kula mumotzi avlus. Right, that's why he is deserving. That is Mida Keneged Mida. Good. So those are the three statements from Rav Sheshes in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Four statements, actually, to be true. Viter. Ushtei Ritzuos v'chulo tana shel chamor. Why do we use a Ritzua based on a donkey high kidatara shahukalila aledra of chizda? The pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshayahu, Yada shar koneu vachamar ebus ba'alav. Right, an ox knows his creator, a chamar, a donkey knows ebus ba'alav, its trough. Yisrael lo yada. And we are, Yeshayahu says, we're worse. We're worse than the animals. We don't even have an instinctual connection to God. We go, Amar Gadosh Baruch Hu. Yavo mi shemakir makir evus ba'alav, v'yefra mi she'enu makir evus ba'alav. Let the one who is makir evus ba'alav, the donkey, and be parer from the one who is not makir. Rather, first we discuss, why don't we just quote this on the first part of the pasuk, because it talks about shor there too. Okay, we discussed this pasuk in the Navi Shirim. Feel free to listen to the archives in Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph. Yada tefach v'chulu. So the width is that the handle is a tefach long. So it seems like the yada tefach. So we measure. There's going to be all different sizes of straps because it has to be yada tefach. You can have a ton of different strap measurements in Besdin, all for the all different measurements of the person's body. No, there was more of an adjustable knot on one strap, kiboy miktarbe, kiboy marpabe, and when you wanted to tighten it, it was tightened, and wanted to loosen it, it was loosened. Good. Malkinoso v'chulu, minani mili. How do we know that he was in this position when he was hit, Amarev Kahana? And how do we know it was a one-third on the front and two-thirds on the back? Amarev Kahana makra, to amakra, v'pilo ashofet v'ikolafanav, kedei rishaso bimispar. Risha achas milafanav, shtei rishayos me acharav. So, kedei rishaso, his risha one, that's on the front, and the two-thirds are on the back. Ein malkinoso v'chulu. Amar Chizda, Amar of Yochanan, Minayin L'Ritzua Shi Muchpeles. How do you know that has to be doubled over? Shneimar V'Hi Pilo. And others say some it's connected to the word Kefal doubled over. V'Mibay L'Legufe. But what do you mean? That's used to just the Iker Halacha to have him lean over. Imkein Lichtov Kra Yateyu. My Hi Pilo. Why do you use that specific lashon? Shmamina Tarti Hamake Makabiyado Tan Rabbanon Ein Mamida Chazon Elachaseri Das. v'yisere mada. The who are the ones that inflict the malchus? Those who are chaserei koach. Those who aren't so strong, because you don't want to hurt the guy so badly. So again, we have to do it b'chol kocho, but you get guys who aren't so strong. V'yateri mada, but they have a lot of knowledge. They know exactly what they're doing, so they won't make any mistakes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, anybody could do it. Afilu chaseri mada v'yateri koach, right? Meaning those that aren't so specifically smart, but yateri koach, even if they are strong. Amar Rava Kavasi, Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra. The following fits in better with Rava. With Rava says the father visits better with Rav Yehuda. Dechsib lo Yosef pen Yosef. That to warn him not to be Mosef any wound, any lash. Iyabed bishlam achaseri mada. If you say that anyone can be used even if they're not so brilliant, hide the tzorach las hure. That's why you have to warn him. Because we're nervous that maybe it's somebody who's not totally focused, and therefore they might give one more. Ela'i amrit yisere mada, but according to the first opinion, that they are very smart, matzorach lasure. So why would you have to warn? Right, they're not going to make a mistake. The answer is no. V'rabanan, ein mezarzin, ela limizoraz. You could give zrizas to those who are already mizoraz. No raya, even if somebody's smart, they could always use a little extra chizuk, and therefore there's no raya either way. Tana, kshu magbia b'shtei yadav, when he lifts it up, in order to then bring it down, he lifts it up with two hands, ukshu make make biyado achas, he hits down with one hand, ki hechi delese mididei, or on the side, the gerusa tetesi mirazia. It means a person could focus and be stronger with one hand coming down, and that's why he uses one hand coming down, even though two to go up. Vahakore kore, v'chulu. And then one of the Shlichei Bezdin reads the psukim as he's being whipped. Tan Rabbanan, Hagadol Shebadayanim Korei. The Gadol is the one that says the psukim. Hasheni Monet. The second one is counting. Vashlishi Omer Yikeo Haiku. And the third one is saying to hit. Bizman Shamakem Ruba Marech. If the makas take a long time, so then he is ma'arich in the psukim. Bizman shamaka mu'etas makatzer. And if it maka is not so many makatzer, then he is says it quickly. What do you mean? It says that he goes back to the beginning of the psukim. So he's always doing it again. So the Gemara says, mitzvah letzamtzem. It's a mitzvah to try to be exact and finish it up just as he's finishing the makos. V'ilo tzimtzem, chozer letzchilas ha-mikra. But if he wasn't, then you go back and you start it again because there's always psukim going on as you say it. Tana Rabbanan makaraba, ainli ela makaraba. The Rivan quotes the beginning of this brisa. But we'll just read what we have in the Gemara. Ainli ela makaraba, I only know that you're not allowed to give many more than what you're supposed to give. Makamu etes minayin, how do I know even a little bit more? Tamala malo Yosef, right? Nothing at all more. Or the Grud changes it to al eila. Imken matamalomar makaraba, if you can't even give one more. Why does it say makaraba? Limeinala rishono shein makaraba. To teach me that even the ones that you're supposed to get, whatever you're supposed to get, that's nechshav a makaraba, right? We shouldn't think that, oh, if it's less, or even up to 39, right? That's not makaraba, just plain. What you're supposed to get is makaraba, and anything more than that is not allowed, even one more. This kalkel, finishing up with the bathroom issues, when he relieves himself in the middle, Niskalko v'chlu, Tanur, Rabbanan Echad, Ishvechad, Isha, Berei, V'lo, B'mayim, Divir, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir has a sheet that we haven't had yet, and that is whether a man or a woman, only Rei, only Tsoa is what exempts him from the rest of the Malkus, but V'lo, B'mayim, not just urine, because that either for a man or a woman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ish, Berei, V'o, Isha, B'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a man with Rei, and Isha even just with Mayim, because a woman is easier to be embarrassed. V'chachav momer, echad ha-Isha, v'chad ha-Isha, bein b'Rei, bein b'Mayim. The Chum say no, everything for everybody. V'yatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad says that a man or a woman is also only with Rei and not with Mayim. Amar Nachman Ma'islak, shneim shavin b'Rei. What the second Rabbi Yehuda means is that they're equal in Rei, but a woman even has Mayim. Period. Amar Shmuel, kaftuhu v'rotz mi bezdin pater. What if they tied him up, they lowered him, and he's about to give him malchus, and he runs away? V'rotz mi bezdin pater. He is then pater because he has already been embarrassed even just by tying up and by bending him down, and therefore we don't let him run away. But if he happens to get away, then he's pater from the rest of the malchus. Meisvei, but one second. Meisvei, but says the gebraisa kala. if he loses control of himself, bein berishona bein b'shniya potrinoso. Whether if that's after the first lash, the second lash, he's potter, right? Because that's already embarrassed. Nifsika ritsua, but if the strap breaks, b'shniya potrinoso, if he's already given one lash, then fine, he's potter on the rest, because that's already a simon, or basically, it's we're not getting a new one, right? Rashi, imba hagbosh shnia rivan nifzika potrinoso tahanikla baoso hakashi kahu v'im kodem shreitiv, because you already, well, that's considered an end. But barishona, if you didn't give one lash yet, and the strap snapped, ain't potrinoso, then you don't give him. Let him off, and he's going to have to, you get a new one, and you whip him. Amai says the Gemara, Levi Karatz. What's the difference between running away and the strap ripping? Right, the Brisa said, if he runs away even before the first one, he's Pater. And here, if the strap breaks even before the first one, why is he still Chayiv? So Gemara says, Hasam Ratz, Hachalo Ratz. There's a difference between the running away and not. If he runs away, explain the Mefarshim, even that is a Bechina of embarrassment. He had to run away. You have to act like a fugitive. And therefore, that itself is embarrassment, that a kiyum of the punishment. But here, nothing happened. Here, he didn't do anything. He didn't get anything yet. And therefore, it's not. He's not going to be potter. Tanu Rabbanan, last section. Amduhu likishe yilke kala. If they estimate that right when he gets the first whip, he's going to lose himself and he's going to relieve himself, potrin oso, so then we potter him, or the language on the side is ein malkin oso. Look, she hates me, Bezdin Kala, but if it happens when he leaves the Bezdin, Malkinoso, so that's okay, because it's only going to happen later. Velo od alafilu Kala bitchilo Malkinoso. What if even before he gets to the area of the Malkus, that's also not considered part of this avoda, and therefore he's still going to give him Malkus. So if it's too early or too late, you're still going to give him. Shnei Amar, Vikova Gomer, Vinikla, Velo, Shenikle Kfar, Bebezdin. Right? If he's already embarrassed in Bezdin from one type of embarrassment, then we won't give him the other. Period. We are up to the last Mishnah here in Maseches Malkus. First is Halachic, and then is Agadic. Kol Chayvi Krisus, we already spoke about Chayvi Krisus, Chayvi Malkus, says the Mishnah. Kol Chayvi Krisus Shalaku Niftri De Krisasam. Any Chayvi Krisus that receive Malkus are Niftar from their Kri. They no longer are Chayav Kares once they get Malkus. How do we know that? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Shnei Amar V'Nikla Achichalei Necha. Your brother will be embarrassed in front of your eyes. Mishel Kishelak Ariuk Achicha. Once there's Malkus, he is Achicha. He is your brother. Divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Chaim ben Gamliel says. The Rambam here in the Pirush Vajayis adds in with tshuva. If it's just Malkus without tshuva, it doesn't work, says the Rambam. There's nothing magical about it. The Rambam says right here, it's at the beginning of the parak. V'achar shenilka va'asa tshuva, niftar menakares, and he continues. That's the Rambam. The problem is that in Mishneh Torah, he doesn't mention it. In Mishneh Torah, he does not mention the need for tshuva. Right? That's a question asked by the Mefarshim. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos writes, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet, Kol Mishin is Chayiv Malkus, Bein Sha'asa Tshuva, Bein Shalaka Bebezdin. Chalei Lakashruso. Anybody's Chayiv Malkus, whether he did tshuva or get Malkus, he's chozer l'kashruso, so it sounds like the malchus doesn't require tshuva. Aval shar psuli edus sheip shlum shemamon, that requires tshuva. So that's a question that is dealt with. Why did the Rambam repeat that? Was he chozer bo? But it does not seem to have it in the Mishneh Torah. Right, the idea of getting malchus in order to be saved from kares was something that came up very much famously in the 1500s, during the Smicha controversy, right? The whole Smicha controversy, we know the 1500s, the Rabbanim of Tzfat wanted to renew the Smicha. Where did that come from? Right, the Rambam Shita. They wanted it based on the Rambam Shita, the Rambam, famous Rambam Shita in Hilchas Sanhedrin. In Parak Dalid, where the Rambam talks all about Smicha, everything about Smicha is in that Parak, and the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Rambam. If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together to decide to appoint judges, and even though usually to get smicha, you have to have smicha. But the Rambam says if all of the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael get together to appoint, and they all agree on certain Rabbanan, Hare Elu Smuchim, So why were the Rabbanan so mitzvah that there was no masmicha, just get together? Because they knew they would never be able to get together. Right? So it would be a nace whenever all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together and agree to something. And he continues. So how does this help us? Because in the 1500s, all the Maranos and the descendants of the Maranos, they wanted to, you can't get Malkus without Smuchen. And they wanted Malkus in order to be able to get out of their chiyuve kares that some of them were bothered by that they had to do when they did Averis by the Spanish expulsion or before, during that time. So that was why, that was what brought this to a head, why Dafka then, they were trying to reinstate the smicha. Ultimately it didn't work because the Chachamim of Yerushalayim were not into it. It's interesting, on the Kever of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, in Svat, it has this whole story listed there, because he was the one they gave smicha to, the Chacham of Svat, the Mahari Beirah, the Oget, they gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He was the one that was going to get smicha. So it says there that it didn't work, because the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael of Yerushalayim weren't into it, but Hashkacha had it that he was going to be the Somach. Hashkacha had it that he was going to be the Baal Shulchan Aruch. He was going to be the one that all of Klal Yisrael follow, right? His Anava and his, even though it didn't work then, but ultimately he is on the map as the Halachist of Jewish history. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Vavre Chanan by Gamliel, Ma ima ovid avera over avera achas. No tel nafsho ale. If somebody violates one avera, this kares. Ha'usa mitzvah achas, achas kama v'kama, she did nothing lo nafsho. If his nefesh can be taken away by an avera, imagine the nefesh that it can be given based on a mitzvah. As Rashi quotes here, the Rivan quotes, Mida tova meruba, mimida piranus. Rib Shimon Omer Mim Kamu Ulamad. You don't have to have that based on a Kavach Omer. You learn it from the text itself, Shinamar. Minichrisu anafashos ha'osos v'gomer. You have the whole discussion of Kares, v'omer, and right next to that, before it says, Ashayasa osama adam v'chaibahem. Right? And then before that, it says, v'chaibah, you do the mitzvahs and you'll live. Hakala yoshe v'lo avar aveira. Right? So if you don't do the chaibah krisus, nosen lo scharko osa mitzvah, you treat it ki'ilu, you get the schar of doing a mitzvah, and therefore, you will get life. Reb Shimon ben Bar Rebbe Omer, Hari Omer, Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. V'gomer, read the Isser of Eating Blood. Ma, Rashi quotes this, Ala Torah. Uma Im Hadam Shenafshash Olam Katsa Bayanu, if Dam, which nobody wants to eat. Dam is disgusting. And yet, if we don't eat Dam, we get schar, even though it's something disgusting to us anyway. Gezel va'arayas, or surely aveiros that we have a desire to do. Gezel and arayas. The Gemara says elsewhere that all aveiros somewhat connected to gezel, arayas, and lashon hara. Gezel va'arayas, and nafshu shel adam misavelahem. Umacham dasan, aveiros that people desire, money and illicit relations, haporish behen alachas kama v'kama. Surely, if somebody separates from them, surely she yizke lo uludarosav uludaros darosav atzov kaladaros until the end of time. That is when we will be able to be zocha to all of these brachas. Rabbi Chanan bar Akasha Omer, famous end of Maseches Makos and the Mishnayos. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezako says Yisrael could be one of the most famous lines in all of Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give his chus to Klal Yisrael lefichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvot Hashem was marbet, gave them a lot of Torah mitzvot. Shenemar Hashem chafetz leman zitko. Hashem wanted our tzidkus yagdil Torah yadir, and therefore he made the Torah great v'yadir, and then he also was a glorified. What exactly does this line mean? That is a question that is dealt with by many of the commentaries, and that is, what exactly is the schus? How is it a schus for to have so many mitzvahs? Says the Rivan, Lezako says Yisrael, we'll start here, Kadeshiyu makablin schar, b'mashamona atzma min ha'averos. The more things that we're not allowed to do, and we don't do, the more schar we're going to get. Okay, that's the Rivan. But there's many pshatim given beyond his pshat. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos right here says that we know if somebody ever does a mitzvah perfectly, so then they're going to get Olam Haba for that mitzvah. We do so many mitzvahs, but how many of them do we do perfectly, with perfect kavana, with perfect halacha, with perfect everything? Very few. But so, even if we just did one, says the Rambam, there are so many mitzvahs so that everybody could do at least one. Because we're all different, we have different personalities, we have different spiritual types, says the Rambam. Meikari ha'emuna b'Torah, ki kishikayim adam mitzvah mitaryag mitzvahs, karaui, ukahogan, v'lo yishatif ima kavana mikavana sa'olam b'shumpanim. It's a perfect one. Zachar b'alchai olam haba. It's an amazing Rambam. One perfect mitzvah, olam haba. But it's got to be perfect. Ki ha'mitzvahs b'yosam harbe, I efsher sh'lo yasa adam b'chayav, achat mehem, al matkot kunta u'vishle musa, u'ba'asoso osa ha'mitzvah, tich yenafshe b'osa ma'isa. Says the Rambam, there's got to be one mitzvah that everybody did perfectly. He did stucca, and he did davening, and he did Torah, and that's the schus. Lazakos, he gives so many mitzvahs because there are so many different personalities. The Maharal is very upset at the Rambam. He says, what, it sounds like you only have to focus on certain mitzvahs and not other mitzvahs. The Maharal says, no, it's the best teachers are the ones that worked us the hardest. Right? And therefore, that's what we learned. It's hard for us, but we get the most out of it. And that's why there are so many mitzvahs. But again, there are many other pshatim as well. The chinuch in Tavtah Zayin, we mentioned this recently. That's the chinuch on Losis Ave, where the chinuch says that even non-Jews are included in the Isser of Losis Ave. Why is that? Why, that's not in one of the Sheva mitzvahs. The answer is, yes, it is. It's included in the Isser of Losigzol. Right? And that's where he says there are seven categories of mitzvahs B'nei Noach, not just seven mitzvahs. But then he adds, related to us, but for Jews, every single element, that detail, is a separate mitzvah, because he wants to give us schar, al kol echad ve'echad, and that's why Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zako, says Yisrael, he gave us a lot of Torah mitzvahs. So we have the Rambam, we have the Maharal, we have the Chinuch, and one more, the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Hemek She'ela, at the Inn Zos HaBracha, where he has this famous discussion, or important discussion, of two types of Hechsher mitzvahs. Preparatory stages for mitzvahs. Hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'Torah, Hechsher mitzvah she'ena k'suva b'Torah, where the Torah itself writes the Hechsher Mitzvah, so that gives it a separate, unique, significant status. Right? Chag HaSukkah's Tas Elecha, that's Binyan HaSukkah, and that's writing a mezuzah, and that is putting the tzitzis onto the beged. But says the Nitziv, and there are nafgaminas based on Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv Batorah, Enek Ksuv Batorah, but says the Nitziv, that's Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zako, says Yisrael, he gave us Torah Mitzvahs. What do you mean he gives, it's, what do you mean, there was supposed to be less mitzvahs and he added on more mitzvahs? No! Mitzvahs are a package deal. So says the Nitziv, no, it means the Hechsher mitzvahs that we would have had to do anyway. Hashem treats those as mitzvahs in order to be mezakeh us. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say this line, as we know, at the end of learning Pirkei Avos, in order to give chizuk, that even the Pirkei Avos seems like so lofty and so hard to get to, don't worry. There are so many mitzvahs, we do what we can in order to be able to get some type of schar, and everybody does some mitzvahs, and therefore, that's the schus. Period. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukan alav chaveirav, Shal Rabbi Chanane ben Gamliel. The Rabbi Chanane ben Gamliel's chaveirim argued on him, meaning, if you get Malkus, you're not potter from Karis. Amr Rav Adabar Ava, Amri Bei Rav, Tanina, wait, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Ein Bein Shabbos Liyom HaKippurim, Elosh says, Dono Bidei Adam Vezeb Bezono Bei Karis. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah in Megillah, is that Shabbos is Misa Bidei Adam, and Yom Kippur is Bekares, Vimisa, but if it's true that Malkus gets rid of Kares, so Idi be the Adamu. So why don't you say Yom Kippur is also be the Adam? Because you can give Malkus, and then they'll get out of the Kares. It must be it's not true, and that's the Chaveirim against Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Rav Nach, two answers. One answer is Rav Nach ben Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe that Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, who we had earlier in the Perek, De Amar, Malkus, B'chayvi Krisas Leka. Rabbi Yitzchak says there is no Malkus, B'chayvi Krisas at all. It doesn't help you, it doesn't hurt you. There is no Malkus. Titania, as the Brisa says, we have this Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer, Chayvi Krisus Bechlal Hayu, Chayvi Krisus were included, all the Chayvi Krisus are included in the other Arayos, Velama, Yatzis, Kares Bachosa. Why do you have to specify Kares Bachosa? We already know it. Well, Duduma Kares, Velama Malkus, to emphasize that all Krisus only have Krisus and no Malkus. So maybe that Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. The second answer, of Ashi Amar no, Afilu Teimer Rabbanon, Ze Ikers Dona B'dei Adam, Ve Zeke Isikers Dona B'dei Shemayim. The Mishnah is talking about what you normally get. You normally get Kares. You're right, if there's Malkus, maybe it'll pot to the Kares, but that's not the Iker of what the Torah says, and that is why that's what the Mishnah means. Amar Avada Bar Ava, Amar Ava Lacha, Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, we pass on like Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, that Malkus gets out of Kares. Amar Rav Yosef, an amazing line. Man desolik leil of asa. Did anybody go up and come back? Meaning, how do you know that? So you get Malkus. How do you know that Hashem says if you get Malkus, then there's a Patur Kares? Where do you know that from? What Ella Hadar Reb Shimon Levi? Let me ask you a better question. Reb Shimon Levi says, "Shlosh Dvarim Asu Bezin Shalmata Viskimu Bezin Shalmala Al Yadam." There were three things that the Bezin Shalmata decided, Bezdin, and the Bezin Shalmala agreed. Mandasak Leila Vasav Amar. Did anybody come and tell us, you know, that the Bezdin Shalmala agreed? Ella Kreika Darshina. No, the point is we Darshim Psukim. So it's Ki'ilu. The Bezin Shalmala was Maskim. Hachanami Kreika Darshina, and so to here. We really darshim psukim, and therefore, if Adab or Av is based on psukim, it's not based on salik le'ela. So what were those three things? So the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar, Reb Shimon Levi, Shlosha Dvar Malsu, Bezen Shamata, Viskimu Bezen Shamala, Yadam, three things that the Bezen Shamata did, and the Bezen Shamala was maskim, Ve'elu Hein, Mikra Megillah, She'ela Shalom, B'Shem, saying Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name, Vavos Meiser, and bringing Meiser. The Rivani here has 2 days. Either it means bringing Meiser, not giving it to the Levium. Remember that Ezra was Kohenis them because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael, so he gives it to the Kohenim, or putting it all in one spot and not choosing which one you are giving it to. The Ritva says all these three smack of something usser. That is why we needed the Haskama of Ezen Shel Mala, right? Mikra Megillah is Niresho Sifu Mitzvah Mechudeshes B'Yisrael, She'ena B'Torah Klal V'Kasam Omer Baltosif, Baltigra. So how could you add that on? Or Shela Shalom Pirish Afal B'Shen Nire Kim Mazkir Shem Shemayin Levatala She'esh Bolo Sisa. Right, they were forgetting the Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and finally, Avos Meiser. Right, you have Tovas Hano, you get to choose. But instead, he quotes one of the days of the Rivan. Right, you have to give it to such and in such a place, so that is not acceptable. Where do we see that they were maskim? So the Gemara quotes Pesukim. Mikra Megillah Dechsev Kimo Vekibla Yehudim Kimo Lamala Meshikibla Lamata. The Bnei Yisrael were Mekayim. The upstairs they were Mekayim, but the Jews were Mekayim downstairs. It's an amazing Turei Evan. So Rav and Megillah on Daf Yetes says, if you read this Gemara literally, so why are we obligated in Megillah? Based on a pasuk, based on Ruach HaKodesh. So men are obligated by Ruach HaKodesh. Women are obligated based on Pure Drabbanan, Afinoi Bosu Anes. So besides the reason that Tosfos says that maybe women are obligated only in Shmia and men are obligated in Dibur, but Bechlau, maybe men and women have different levels of Chiyuvim. Women are only Drabbanan and men are Mitoras Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why he even asks, the Gemara says maybe a katan, shigi lachina kimi motzi a man, but no, that's a pure drabanan. A man is mitam ruach hakodesh. So the Biurei Daf here quotes the Reb Shmuel who says, Shmuel Rozovsky, that maybe the ruach hakodesh didn't tell you the din. The ruach hakodesh just tell them to be besakein. But it's still a drabanan. Okay, either way, it's an important Turei Evan in Megillah Yutes. So that's number one. Number two, Sheila Shalom Dechsev, Ine Boaz, Bam, Meis Lachem, V'yom Alakotzer, Hashem, Imachem. We know Boaz came, and he was the first one to say Shalom Aleichem. Hashem, Imachem. V'omer, and the Malach says to Gidon, Hashem, Imcha, Gibor HaChayil. So you see, right, the same thing that Boaz did, the Malach said to Gidon as well. V'chi, my V'omer, what's the extra pasuk? V'chi, Tehah, Boaz, who David Midaite, Boaz did it himself, who Mishmai, Lo, Eskim, Al, Yado, but they didn't agree to him upstairs, Tashma, V'omer, Hashem, Imcha, Gibor HaChayil. The Mashal points out it's difficult because Gidon lived 5 generations before Boaz, right? Ivtson, which was Boaz, was a later Shevet, Gidon was earlier. Okay, Tzarachin. Havas Meiser Dechsiv Havios Kala Meiser Al Beis Ha'otzer V'Yiterif Bebeisi U'Bachanunin Abazos. Hashem says, test me with this. Amar Hashem Tzvakos Im Lo'atach Lechem Asarubas Hashemayim V'Arikosin Lechem Bracha Ad Belidai. Hashem says, through your Meiser, I'm going to give you Bracha. So, you see, and that was during Malachi, right? Then Ba'isheni. So you see, at the time of Ezra, he did the right thing. Mayad Belidai Amar Ami Ar Barav Achiyivlu Sifsosechem Milomar Die. So those are the three places where we had a haskama min hashamayim to what the Bezen Shamata did. Right? Sounds like the three places where Hashem also said Shkoyach to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, a little bit more. Amar Blazer begun makom osofia ruach hakodesh meis dino shoshem. Three times ruach hakodesh appeared. In, number one, in the Bezen, meaning there was a baskol that went out in the Bezen of Shem, Ubezen Shel Shmuel Haramasi, Ubezen Shel Shlomo. The Gemara is going to quote all three just now. The Ben Yoyada wonders. There are many times there's baskols throughout Shas. I don't understand what Hillel and Shammai and Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, right? Blazer Taner Shalachnoi, B'Metzia Nuntes, right? So what's unique about the following three? So the Ben Yehuda gives a couple of answers. He says maybe there, Shalonokat Kan Rebbe Yelazar Ela Makomo Sheishlam Remes Vasmachta B'Ksuvim, right? These have hints in Psukim. That's the difference here. And number two, in the times after Nevuah, then Memela, there are Baskols, because there's no other choice. But here, even in the times of Nevuah, still a Baskol went out. That showed a special involvement of the Bezin Shalmala. So where is it? Bezin Yoshal Shem, Dechsev, Vayakar Yehuda, Vayomer Tzad Kamimani. Yehuda recognized that it was his stuff with Tamar, and he says, she is more righteous than me. Save her life. Mina Yada. How did he know? Maybe some other man was also, just like he was Mazana with, quote unquote, in quotes, with her. Maybe somebody else was too. Yatsa Baskel v'yamra, mimeni yatsu kivishim. A Baskel went out and said, from me are these hidden things. Meaning, Yehuda and Tamar are supposed to be the ancestors of David HaMelech, and as the Riva notes here, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is the way it was supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to happen. Anu. Shmuel says to Bnei Yisrael at the end of his life, "Be neged Hashem and neged Meshicha." As Shmuel lo kachti vayomer lo ashaktanu v'lo ratzosanu. He says, "Did I ever do anything bad to you? Did I steal from you? No, no, you never did." Vayomer aleim od eid Hashem b'chem be'ed Meshicha vayom azep. It should be Vayomru. They all said. What do you mean Vayomer singular? Yatsa Baskol Vayomer. It was a Baskol. Ani Eid B'davar Zeh. And that's the singular. Bebezdin Shel Shmuel. Dino Shel Shlomo Dechsev. The story of Shlomo and the two women and cutting up the baby. Vayanamel Vayomer. Tzuno Atzay Yelad Achai. Vehameis Lo Temisuhu. He Imo. Right after the woman says, give it to her, Shlomo says, that's the mother. Mina Yada, how did he know? Dilma Arumi Marma, maybe they were tricking. Yatsa Basko Viyamra, he Imo. A Basko went out and said, he Imo. So this is the Hofir Ruach HaKodesh. Omar Rava, Rava says, I don't like any of these. Mimai, Dilma Yehuda, Kiba the Chash of Yarche Viyome Vishrami. Maybe he figured out based on when he impregnated her. That's how he knew. The chazinon mechazkinon, delo chazinon lo mechazkinon. And if we saw that he was with her, so we're machzik, he's the father. If we didn't see anybody else, why should we think anybody else was the father? Shmuel nami, kulu Yisrael, kari lu b'lashin yichidi. Maybe all of Bnei Yisrael are called in lashin yachid. Dechsev Yisrael no shab Hashem. And finally, Shlomo Nami, midaha kamerchamta va lo kamerchamta. As we know, that the real mother loved the child and therefore gave it away. So Ella Gemara, you're right, there was a Dafka, had to be Ruach HaKodesh here. It's a Gemara, it's a Mesorah, that this is the stories that happened. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, next time we pick up with the last daf in Maseches Makos.